From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
This is a show, well, every show is, I know, but it's a show that is cram-packed with information. And I want to encourage you to stay with us throughout the hour. Coming up throughout the hour, and then our next segment, we're going to let you know about a biblical discipleship class that's getting underway next week at no cost, part of the life courses available at Calvary Church. We'll go into detail in the next segment. And then in our third segment, you know, a lot of people are hearing about Project 2025, and what is the mainstream media letting you know about it, and make how they make you feel about it, and we're going to clear up any questions you might have, and let you know where you can get all the answers you need about it with Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation, and then our final segment, our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. So stay with us for the full hour. And in our first segment, I want to welcome onto the broadcast Brian Nixon and Joe Holden, both with Veritas International University. Guys, thank you so much both for taking the time to let us know about a new project.
Well, it's great being with you, Steve.
Yeah, good to be with you, Steve.
And Joe joins us from Southern California remotely. We appreciate you, Joe, taking the time. Now, I want to jump right into this because it's exciting. A lot of things that are happening. First, let's start with, and I'll throw this to Brian or Joe, Veritas International University and the move to Albuquerque.
I'll let Joe weigh in on that one.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you for asking, Steve. And, you know, just recently we moved our base of operations, our main campus, from Santa Ana, California, that's in Southern California, all the way to Albuquerque, because we noticed that there was an absence of accredited higher education of a Christian sort there in Albuquerque. And so we wanted to fill that void, and also, secondly, we wanted to join our two schools together because our archaeology and biblical history program was based in Albuquerque, whereas our main other programs were based in Santa Ana, California. So now the two shall become one. We have joined both campuses together. We're both in Albuquerque. That has been the plan forever. And it's been a blessing since we arrived here several months ago.
Well, welcome, Joe. We're so glad to have Veritas here. And yes, in this dry land of hard ground.
That's right.
It is quite a blessing. It's, by the way, let me give the website for those wanting more information about the university. It's viu.ves.edu. And we would encourage you to go check that out and find out about the degree programs. And before we press on and talk about Paratus, the podcast that you both are a part of, is there anything else specifically about the university you want the listener to know?
Well, for those who are in the Albuquerque area, they could find our office suite off Jefferson, sort of by Cabela's. If you know where Cabela's is, just go a little bit I guess south of that, and you would find our office suite. So it's near the Biblical Archaeology Museum.
And let me say this, for those who go out to Cars and Coffee every Saturday morning, that parking lot is the same place where you'll find Veritas.
That's right.
So that's for those of us, you know.
Right. Who locals, you know, and we are talking to a local audience here. So,
again, let me give the website again, viu.ves.edu for Veritas International University. Now, with the time we have left, I want to spend some more time talking about Paratus, and let's start with We have some good news as it relates to KLYT, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's start with the inception of Paratus, and you know, what was the intention, and what has happened?
Well, you know, Steve, technology affords us to be able to communicate in different medium. And so when we were making the change from California to New Mexico, you know, we thought, Joe, myself, and others put our head together and said, you know, we should be doing a podcast. So we started a podcast, and, you know, we were getting some good results. And of course, Steve, you heard it and said, boy, this is some good content. We should really think about somewhere in the future getting this on the radio. Well, it turns out that here we are. We're getting Paratus on the radio, and we're really excited. We've recorded our first episodes this season. It is on the essentials of the Christian faith. So you will get things such as the Trinity, Christ's divinity, the unity of God, this, you know, authority of Scripture, and many other topics. So it really is going to be a fabulous broadcast.
Joe?
Yes, we would be negligent if we didn't use that wonderful technology at our disposal today. And boy, apologetics, theology, and all these wonderful topics that we can bring to the community here in Albuquerque and the surrounding areas as well. So we're looking so forward to, you know, answering these questions about theology that are so important to how we live our faith. And before I turn it back over to you, Steve, there is a shorter version of our website. VES.edu. That's VES.edu.
Yeah, that is. That's VES.edu for Veritas International University. We'd encourage you again to go and look at the options that are available to you. Now, we talked about the move to Albuquerque, and we talked about, you know, people being able to find it physically. What about online, gentlemen? Is that an option?
Oh, unquestionably. That, we would say the majority of our students now are online. Probably starting next year, either spring or fall, we'll start our in-person classes. But once COVID hit, you know, it set most people online. And so we've consistently had most of our students online. Then we moved here, and with the transition, we are transitioning to live classes. Now, I say that we do have live classes in our archaeology and biblical history class. Those have been ongoing. Dr. Stephen Collins is the dean of the school, and he has that. As a matter of fact, this month, here in August, he has 20 students from around the country flying in, and they're going to be doing a module course. And I think there's over 20 students that are coming in for a live class. So there is live classes happening, but students could sign up online as well.
Okay, and actually, I should back up a little bit and give you guys the honor due the work that you put in to get those letters in front of your name, Dr. Brian Nixon and Dr. Joe Holden. And also, I said with Veritas International University, what positions do you hold there, and what's your responsibility with the university?
Well, I'll begin with the top dog, so go ahead, Joe.
Well, thanks, Brian. Yeah, I'm the president of the university. I'm the founding president, Dr. Norman Geisler, and I founded the school back in 2008, and we have been off to the races ever since. We received our accreditation in 2014, and as the president, I'm in charge of implementing the policies that the board agrees upon and implementing them into the school. And that includes bringing great people on board with our official staff, like Dr. Brian Nixon and Professor Luke Betzner and Dr. Stephen Collins and Elliot as well, Davis there as our registrar. So we've got boots on the ground now here in Albuquerque, and we're looking forward to going forward and seeing these programs just develop and equipping people in the scriptures here.
And of course, for our local listeners, Skip Heitzig, Dr. Skip Heitzig, yeah. is an adjunct professor at Veritas International University. So you know, there's essentially three schools. There's the School of Archaeology and Biblical History, the School of Apologetics, and then Biblical Studies Theology. And those you could get from a bachelor's degree, master's, or doctorate in certain ones. So we kind of are a specialized school. We don't do nursing. We're not doing teaching. We're not doing a music program. We are very much focused on the biblical record, defending the Christian faith, and equipping people to become better witnesses in the world in which we live.
Well, let's talk to the person who's hearing this and thinking, they're interested, and they're trying to disqualify themselves for whatever reason. You know, I didn't even graduate from high school, or I graduated from high school, never did any education beyond that. Let's encourage those that are listening may not realize what they can get from Veritas International University.
Well, they will get a fabulous education. I mean, you know, top-notch scholars, in each of the fields I just mentioned. But I would encourage those people to go to the website, ves.edu, or they could always call 505-407-4307. That's 505-407-4307. Schedule a time and come and talk with us. If they're out of the city, just give us a call and investigate what the offerings are. And then take the plunge. You know, sign up. You could do it all online. Our registrar, Elliot Davis, could help you as well. And find classes that are really appealing to them, particularly if they want to be equipped.
Are classes auditable?
Yeah, sure. Now, particularly when we get to live, less auditable when you are online.
Yeah,
because
right.
You have to be a student. But when they will be live classes, sure, we're going to encourage.
The reason I bring it up is I'm really trying to reach that person. There's those that will continue to get educated for the rest of their lives, and there's others who disqualify themselves, and they really shouldn't, because they can get well equipped, and that might be a great way when our live classes kind of dip their toe in and say, oh, I could do this.
That's exactly right.
I'm signing up. One of the other things I wanted to make sure to mention, Paratus, the podcast that we mentioned, and you guys, you had several episodes, and you're going, we're back to episode one starting this weekend on KLYT. A couple of different opportunities. We found some great places to put Paratus on the air. And for those familiar with the Bible School of the Air that we broadcast on Saturdays, starting at noon with Chuck Smith, and then at 1 o'clock, and they're similar style. They're uninterrupted verse by verse teaching, and almost a full hour every class, quote the hand quotes there, on Bible School of the Air. Noon is Chuck Smith, and then at 1 o'clock we hear from Chuck Missler. At 2 o'clock, Skip Heitzig. And then we have a Q&A hour from 3 until 4 o'clock with Scott Richards out of a Calvary in Tucson. And then Paratus, now we've extended Bible School of the Air, 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Now, there's two opportunities, though, over the weekend to hear, and the second one being Sunday, right after the live service from Calvary Church, which typically goes from about 11:30 to about 12:15, right after the live service Sunday afternoon, you'll hear that week's Paratus. We got about a minute, but because we got, like I said, it's a jam-packed show. Dr. Holden, Dr. Nixon, anything else with Paratus or Veritas we want to make sure?
I would encourage people to tune in, put their thinking cap, grab a pencil. They're going to get so much great information.
All right, Joe?
Yes, and back to the question about whether you can take classes at Veritas without having a formal degree. Yes, you can. There's personal enrichment, and there's also audit. And just recently, we can get people into the audit and online classes as personal enrichment and audit. In fact, our Islamic studies program is off to the races, and there are several audit students in there, and they can come and dive in and get everything that the 4-credit students have. So Veritas is open to the entire community, no matter if you're formally educated or not, or just want to get some personal enrichment.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you guys not only for your time in here, but thank you for sticking to the truth and providing opportunity for others to grow in it. And we appreciate it and look forward to seeing what Veritas and Paratus will do with the local community here in New Mexico. Thank you both.
Thank you, Steve. And we'll see everyone on the radio.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, stay with us. Coming up after the break, Biblical Discipleship. The life courses are getting underway in August at Calvary Church. And we're going to let you know more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.